It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we will begin a new series, Jesus Took the Kingdom from the Jews. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is The Cathedrals with Remind Me of Calvary, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
When my hope is all but gone, and I've almost lost my song, remind me of Calvary. When they turn their back on me, teach me, Lord, to trust in Thee. Remind me of Calvary. Remind me of Calvary.
Well, today we've got a very powerful program because this is the day I tell you that Jesus has taken the kingdom from the Jews. That's right. Jesus took the kingdom from the Jews. And he gave it to another nation. We're going to find out why he took it from the Jews and why he gave it to another nation, and to what nation did he give the kingdom. But first, I want to let you know that millions of Christian evangelicals, led by their Zionist wartime prophet, Benjamin Netanyahu, are dead set on helping the Jews conquer the Middle East. We've got troops all over the Middle East. And we had none until the days of George W. Bush, when he invaded Iraq, and then Afghanistan for no real reason. And then several years later, we went over and supposedly killed Osama bin Laden, although no one has ever seen his body. But in any case, we've conquered those two nations. But then we went in and conquered Gaddafi's Libya. And without stopping there, we've sent troops into many nations in Africa, into Yemen. We've got, well, really troops everywhere. Syria now is gathering steam. And right after Syria will, of course, come Lebanon and then Iran. Now, the question is, why are American troops in Syria and Yemen and Afghanistan and Iraq, all those countries? What are we doing over there? And what are the Jews doing to the Arabs and to the Palestinians? Now, we know that the Jews have been doing whatever they wanted to do to the Palestinians. They've been killing and raping and just the most horrible things to the Palestinians. Now, I want you to understand that we're in a stage here where we have to ask ourselves, what is America doing? What are we there for? Almost 10,000 miles from the United States. Why have we lost thousands of troops? Why do we have aircraft carriers there? What is going on? And what is Israel doing preparing a World War III scenario? What is Israel doing with nuclear bombs? What is Israel doing with nuclear bombs on nuclear submarines from Germany? And why are these being set up against Iran? Now, we need to understand that a greater Israel is being formed. A greater Israel is being formed. And we need to understand that God has taken the kingdom of God from the Jews and given it to another nation. Now, you may say to me, well, Tex, I've never heard of such a thing. Jesus took the kingdom of God from the Jews and he's given it to another nation? What nation could that be? What would be the holy nation that is deserving of the title, the kingdom of God? Well, first I want to turn your attention to Matthew 21, verse 43. This is Jesus talking. Now, when Jesus talks, you need to listen. I need to listen. The whole world should be shuddering and considering what he says. Listen to these words. Therefore, I, Jesus Christ, say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to another nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. Well, there, I've said it. I've never heard another preacher preach it. I've never heard it be preached. But it's Matthew 21, verse 43. Therefore, I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to another nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. This is not some bizarre racial theory. This is not some would-be thing. This is not some fanciful, if you don't do A, I won't do B. This is a flat-out statement by the Lord Jesus, therefore, I say unto you. This is exactly what Jesus said, but few pastors or other Christian teachers dare mention it. Why? They fear the Jews. They're fearful of being called anti-Semitic in this world. And they're paralyzed by the likelihood of their being considered politically incorrect. Just to say these words, therefore, I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to another nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. Now, what we have then is 2,000 years ago, the kingdom was taken from the Jews. Taken from the Jews. And Jesus gave it to another nation. What other nation are we talking about? What other nation could it be that has been given the gift of the kingdom of God? Well, you know, Israel today, since 1948, has been a modern nation. And they've taken that nationhood and they've used it to belligerently smash and to kill thousands of Palestinians. They intend to take all of the land of the Palestinians. In a book entitled The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, Ilan Pappe, a Jewish teacher, actually explains the ethnic cleansing of Judaism. They've got everything that the communists ever had. They've got, of course, you know, the airtight, you might say, wall up. Yes, they've got an apartheid wall up, just as they had in South Africa, just as the Berlin Wall was in Berlin. So we have a separation of the people, and we have a continuing stealing and robbing the Palestinian people of the land until they have very little land that's been left. The Jews have gobbled up more and more and more land with settlements. Now, there have been Americans that have seen this was wrong. Barack Obama knows it's wrong and has indicated it such, and he got, just stuck in the neck because of it. President Jimmy Carter saw that it was wrong. He's written at least 2 books about it. His last book was entitled Peace, Not Apartheid. It was a masterful book, but he too has been portrayed as an anti-Semite. And now I know that I will be portrayed as an anti-Semite because I've given you the words of Jesus Christ. But if he didn't say them, then the stones would be crying out because he said it and he meant it. Now, what does he mean about this? What is he talking about? Well, first of all, you have to look at it from the Jew standpoint. The Jews wanted their nation back in Israel. So in 1948, they got a little sliver of land back as their kingdom. And ever since 1948, they've been adding on and adding on and adding on. But they still have a great bit of land to conquer. Now, they have assumed that they will not only take Israel, as we deem it, but they will also take it all the way up to the river the river that goes through Baghdad and up all the way there. They'll take it to that river. They'll take it all the way through Iran. They'll take it through everywhere, the Syria, through Lebanon, all these areas down near the border with Egypt, until they have a greater Israel, a greater Israel. But they won't stop there, because they believe that their God is a great serpent. Yes, they do. They believe their God is a great serpent. They call him Leviathan. And this serpent God, this Leviathan, also known as Malkuth, will eventually give the Jews the whole world. The whole world as their fiefdom, as their kingdom. And they will sit down and eat pieces of meat from the serpent Leviathan and enjoy it as a communion meal. All right? This is their belief. This is the Jewish belief system. This is what the Jewish Kabbalah teaches, that the serpent that now exists is moving up, and will eventually take over the whole world. The serpent. Now, this may scare you a little bit if you believe it. If you don't believe it, it doesn't scare you at all. You just throw it out. But it's true. What I've told you that Jesus said from Matthew 21:43 is true. What I've told you is their religion of Kabbalah, the Jews, is true. All these things are true. What I've told you about greater Israel is so. Now, you must decide what you're going to do about it. First of all, the Jews control the United States. The Jews control Western Europe. And they have the power to make sure that they can, using American armed forces and NATO armed forces, they will go into greater Israel and take the rest of the land. They're doing it now with military force from America. And you and I have no say about it. We cannot say, why are American troops in Libya? Hillary Clinton was asked of that as Secretary of State. And she said, you know, we came, we saw, he died. Ha, ha, ha. And she laughed about it, meaning Gaddafi. So now we own Libya, and we own Iraq, and we own Afghanistan, and so forth. Soon we will own Syria. Then we will own Lebanon. Now, right now, we have the Arab Spring, and all of these nations, including Egypt, by the way, all these nations have an Arab Spring. What is an Arab Spring? Arab Spring means that in each nation, there are forces that bring tumult, chaos, catastrophe, and continual killings. These are American CIA forces. They are Mossad forces. They are not Arab Spring. Because, you see, we're not going to give freedom to the peoples. The people of Iraq will not have freedom, nor will the people of Afghanistan or Yemen or Syria or Lebanon. None of these nations will be given freedom, nor Egypt, for that matter. We will have a continuing series of strife and horrible things happening throughout the Middle East. And American forces will continue there for decades to come if the Israelis get their way. But I believe things are going to change. I believe after a certain period of time, America will get tired of this. America will come out of it. America, an American leader, will rise to put a stop to all of this. He will be awake, and he will deny the Jews. Yes, he will deny the Jews. And the Jews, for once, will be told, no, you cannot go. And then will be great strife and great power, a power bid between the United States and Israel. Now, this is going to happen. It will be, I don't know when, but it's been prophesied to occur. It's prophesied in Revelation 17, where we find the woman riding a beast, the United States. The woman, mystery, Babylon the Great, is Israel. She rides the United States. She tells the United States where to go. And it goes and it conquers. And it goes and it conquers. And it has done such since 1948. Now, since that day in 1948, Israel has gotten stronger and stronger and stronger in the United States. And it has grown bigger and bigger and stronger in the country of Israel. And it has taken over nation after nation after nation in the Middle East. Israel believes nothing is not going to stop it. It believes that God did not take away the kingdom from them. It believes that it was told by God that they will have, the Jews will have, this greater Israel kingdom. Nothing can stop that.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.